welcome on back to the USA Medical Morning Show alongside Richard Gibson. I'm your host, Jake Frost, and this week has been a series of Move in Silence. Today it's my turn to be silent and open the floor to Richard. I want to see, Richard, what are your thoughts on this week? We talked about social media and goals and the body and your voice, like all the different aspects of being silent. So now I'm going to be silent. Just tell me what you think.
Well, geez, thanks. I think that this was an important week, and it sounds like a goofy thing to say because it's like, oh, be quiet. Like, what does that actually mean, right? Like, what does it mean to be quiet and be silent? Yeah. In social media, in your personal life, with your friends, with your family, with conversations, with everything. And I think that for me personally, I've always been drawn to the people that are, you know, mysterious or quiet, right? Because you want to know more about this person. If there's a person, you know, who doesn't speak a lot, but when they do speak, you pay attention. Well, why is that? Probably because you don't know a whole lot about their life, but someone who talks all the time, all you hear is about their life, right? All you hear is about the nonsense that doesn't matter. The same with social media. I think with social media, if there's a person and you're not an influencer and you're just posting your day, when I see you in person, there's nothing for me to talk to you about. You know why? Because I know exactly what happened in your day. And that doesn't mean anything to me. It's not important. It doesn't matter. You know, being quiet in your own life, being quiet around other people, moving physically in silence is important because, one, it's a sign of respect for those around you. And two, it shows that you have such an immense control over your own body and your autonomy and your motion and your brain not wanting to spew random things all the time. That takes a lot of work. And then finally, like we talked about yesterday, conversation and conversationalists. Being quiet in conversation and listening and reciprocating good information, not being on the defensive all the time, is so, so, so important. So when you put all of those things together, what you get is a person who is well-respected, well-liked, mm-hmm. has clear capability to be in control of their own self, and when they speak, everybody's going to listen.
Yeah. Well, what a better person, right? Like, that's the best version of a person that we could be, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the person that hits all those marks. And I want, like, to be clear, nothing that we're saying is, like, be a monk. We're not saying, like, go be a monk and, like, mm-hmm. be, like, you know, the quiet. Like, don't take a vow of silence, you know, and the next time someone speaks to you, like, don't respond. Like, you know, be normal, right? Mm-hmm. Like, use all of this to be normal person, you know.
Yes.
give your thoughts and opinions normally. Give, like, this whole week is not to, like, radically change how you behave in life.
No.
Right, it's to, like, bring awareness to the fact that the more you make noise, the more people are going to look at you, and it's going to be a bad look, right? Because mm-hmm. when you're quiet and then people want to hear from you, and then you speak, like Richard said, they're like, oh wow, I want to hear from this person.
Yes.
Mysterious. But if you're loud when no one's speaking to you, it's like, look at this obnoxious guy who's just always loud.
Absolutely. And it's the same thing, you know, we talked about goals this week as well, right? Like, setting goals. And it, you said, you know, it's, you get the same dopamine hit when you say a goal,
yeah,
as you would when you achieve that goal.
Yep.
But then, so if you're going around to those people, and we, especially in LA, right? Oh, I'm doing this. Oh, I'm working on this. Oh, guess what? My movie's going to be in production next year. And then next year rolls around and nothing has changed and you're the same loud, obnoxious person. Guess what? No one cares anymore. It doesn't carry any value or weight. I think move in silence also means achieve your goals in silence, right? Like, have your support network clearly. Have those people that are going to push you and support you. And it's important to say your goals out loud and to try and, like, you know, manifest them, quote unquote. But I think doing... actions speak louder than words. If you're a quiet person in your life and you're a serene person, that's going to speak much louder than you saying random BS yeah. all the time. If you achieve your goals in silence, and you can, then you can go back, look what I did over the past 6 months, not look what I'm going to do in the next 6 months. That's so much more powerful to me, at least. I think, like, I want to be the person that's like, look, I just ran the Pittsburgh Marathon. You didn't have any idea that I was going to run the Pittsburgh Marathon, but I just did it. And I set that goal a year ago. Like, that's so much cooler, and it makes you so much better, again, in my opinion, of a person. Because then it's like, wow, that guy's got his head on straight. That person knows exactly how to achieve goals. That person knows how to speak to people. That person knows, you know, he has his head on so straight and his mind is so focused. It's like, you're not talking to fill a void. You're not doing things to just sound cool and be better. You actually are being better. And the things you're saying are important.
Mm-hmm. Like, actions speak louder than words, right? Like, in most contexts, the action is what people will look at, right? Just because you say, I'm going to go run the Boston Marathon, and then you don't, people are like, well, I know he said he was going to, but then he didn't. You know, like, that's crazy. But if you actually just go run the Boston Marathon, it's like, whoa, dude, Richard just ran the Boston. Do you have any idea he was doing that? No, I had no idea he was doing that. And like, people were like, whoa, like, it's great. You know, like, it's so cool. Richard did this thing. And then they can ask you, like, later in life, you know, and next time you see me for coffee, dude, I saw online you ran the Boston Marathon. What, dude, what happened? Like, how did this happen? You know, and like, now you're interesting. Now people want to hear what you did and what you have to say versus like, I'm going to run the Boston Marathon. And then you tell everyone about how you're training and how you're doing it. And then even if you finally do it, everyone's going to be like, fuck, finally, dude. Finally, you ran this marathon, bro. You've been talking about it for a year, dude. Yeah. Like, you see how much worse that is to be like, it's like, finally, you achieved that goal you said you were going to achieve versus, whoa, dude, you achieved a goal? That's crazy. Good for you.
And I think even on, you know, we can stick with this marathon thing if we want, but I think on social media, you know, like, if you're posting every single day, like, this is what I did today, or this is what I'm doing today, or blah, 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 or I'm putting my running shoes on, no one cares. But if you don't post on social media for 6 months, and then you post a picture, I just crossing the finish line of the Boston Marathon, that's way cool. That's like, what? That's insane. Like, I am going to care about that. I'm going to like that picture, you know? So, the idea of when Jake and I were talking about this week and the podcast of like, we want to move in silence. Like, what does that mean? Because it's so encompassing. It's so much. But it truly is important just in every sense of the character of a person that you can be. You don't want to be a loud, obnoxious person because nobody likes that. Nobody.
Right. I want to give, before we end this week, I want to give an example of a time where someone being loud hurt them financially. This is a great, I think this is a fun little example. I was at a party about a week and a half ago. It was Jordan's party. I was talking to a writer there who he was filming his pilot. So he had written a pilot, and here in LA, he had booked a space and he was going to film this pilot, right, to start pitching it. And the first, he really wanted this SAG actor. So if you don't know, if you're listening, there's two types of actors. There are union and there are non-union actors. In my opinion, always work with the non-unions because, you know, it's just better. But Mark Wahlberg is a SAG actor, right? Like, DiCaprio is a SAG. If you're going to work with a name, it's going to be a union actor. That's just how that's how the guild works. Well, this kid wanted a union name. He really wanted a union name in his production. So he was very loud about that, really wanting a union name, really, really wanting a union name. And then all of his non-union actors said, well, that's actually a great idea. We should definitely do that, because if you hire a union actor, the whole show becomes a union show, right? Yeah. That's how it works in LA. It's, you can't have one union actor on a non-union show. It's either full union or full non-union. That's how it works. And union actors cannot work on non-union shows. So anyways, he was very loud about wanting I actually have someone. I got this union actor. It's a big name. I can't say the name yet, but it's a big name, right? It's a huge name. It's a union show. It's a big name. And then all the non-union actors were like, dude, that's a great idea. We should definitely make this a union show. Why? Because they're going to get paid way more. If you're a non-union actor working on a union show, you get the entire union pay with no union dues. Mm-hmm. That's how it works, right? So that's a way better deal for you. Like, way better deal, right? So this kid is so loud about this big name actor. He's going to get a big name. That everyone convinces him to convert the show to a union show to get paid more. He is now spending 3-4 times the amount he was going to spend to film this pilot. And the union actor said no. So now he has a full non-union show. It's fully non-union. Every single actor and every single person involved in this show is non-union, but he's paying union rates all because he opened his big mouth, right? Yeah. So he's paying four times the amount of money for this production all because he was loud. How about that?
Yeah, it's insane. And I think, again, that's a perfect example. That's a perfect example of just move in silence. Don't make promises that you know you can't keep, even if it's something you want, right? If you have a goal in mind, don't tell everybody.
Right.
Tell those a few close friends around you that are maybe going to support you and understand if it doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. But don't tell everybody, because then you look like a fool. And no one wants to work with you again. And no one wants to be your friend. And no one's going to believe anything you're ever going to say again, no matter how loud you are, because you didn't move in silence. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. And I think, that's a great way to end kind of this week, is like, be that person that people are, be a little unavailable and a little mysterious.
Yeah.
My mom always used to say that to me. She'd be like, be a little unavailable.
It's great.
Be a little mysterious, right? Because if you're a little bit unavailable, people are going to wonder. And then when you do something incredible and great, it's like, oh my God, I knew that guy was up to something, you know?
Yeah. So it's great advice, especially in the times of life where you might not be doing things that are really cool and really impressive and really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's way better to be quiet during those times of life than be loud. You know, you don't want anyone seeing when you're not, like, you don't want people seeing when you are doing things until you achieve the goal, and you especially don't want them to see when you're not doing things, right?
Absolutely.
So just be quiet, you know, more often. I'll leave you with this. You only have so much credibility. Like you, me, everyone. You only have so much credibility. And what's great about credibility is it's, you don't have to do anything to keep it, right? You can just keep it. You just have credibility, right? As a person, as a being, people believe you are credible. But the moment you start hurting that credibility, the moment you start like promising things or saying goals or saying things that don't actually happen, it goes away fast. And it does not come back until you prove them wrong, right? Until someone who has decided that you are not credible anymore, until you prove to them that you are credible, you don't get it back. And proving credibility is way harder than just shutting up and being credible.
Yep. Yeah,
there you go.
I think that's a great way to end it.
There you go. That's Richard. I'm Jake. This has been a week of the USA Medical Morning Shows. Check back Monday for our next incredible series. We're getting back to health and wellness, talking a little bit more about health and wellness, and specifically things you can do to be healthier. This is the USA Medical Morning Show. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. Ciao.